Day 9. Hi there. What happens when a perfectionist with a weight problem notices that they made a mistake, whether it has to deal with food intake or life in general? 6 steps will arise. Step 1, they become aware that they have not lived up to their own demands, that they are not perfect. Step 2, automatically and very rapidly, in just a fraction of a second, they will feel an unpleasant emotion called guilt. Step 3, if the emotion is intense, their reflex will be to eat or snack, a habit formed early in life to help calm the bad feeling. Step 4, once again, they are aware that they aren't living up to their own standards. They know they should not deviate from their program. Step 5, a new rush of emotions and more guilt. Step 6, a guilty verdict is always followed by punishment. Punishment that the perfectionist imposes on themselves. I'm guilty. I don't deserve to succeed. I don't deserve to reach my goal. And often, without even being hungry, the perfectionist will succumb to hypoglycemia or even bulimia for hours, days, or sometimes even months. All because they had not granted themselves the right to slip, the right to be imperfect. And yet, science, and in particular quantum physics, tells us that the universe is not made up of matter floating around in space. It is only made up of energy. Atoms originate from a swirl of energy in constant vibration and rotation. The application of quantum mechanics can be found in television, computers, scanners, rockets, and mobile phones. In quantum physics, we never speak of absolutes, but of probabilities. So, if the universe is made up of a series of probabilities, how can human beings demand perfection? Let's look at the example of a guided missile. The missile is shot at its target. Its radar transforms the computer that is deviating from its course by 20 degrees. Immediately, the engines are activated and the trajectory is corrected. As it proceeds, new readings are transmitted and new corrections are made. And this keeps repeating until the missile reaches its target. It's the change of corrections that eventually leads the missile to its target. Human beings work the same way. Think about it. Bye for now.